There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We'll talk about changing the system. What's the best way to do it? That's what Conan from Black Sheep Rising is wanting to discuss here tonight. Of course, you're welcome to join us to talk about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian Conan and Mark in the studio. For those of you just tuning in, we are updating, or we have been updating you on the Free the Nipple event that is scheduled for Hampton Beach coming up. That's in New Hampshire, but it's also going on all around the world. GoTopless.org has a list of all the various different locations where there are going to be, you know, naked or half naked, I guess, people of both male and female versions. And at least in New Hampshire, it's legal. For now, there's one
you
state.
You have your pants on, but you can have your top off.
Yeah, there's a state senator who wants to make it illegal, or as she says, she wants to make it so that the towns can make their own decisions on this. She claims it's a fine line between an individual's right and what is allowed under state law. I would try to file something that would give towns permission to do what they needed to do. I wouldn't set anything in stone. I would give permission to municipalities.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, that is.
Elevator music.
Board operator is piping in some music, which sometimes means that we are off the air from the network feed. I do not know if we are currently on right now. We'll continue to pretend like we are.
Which is what we do anyway.
Yeah. Conan, you are in support of the Topless Freedom event. Although I imagine you're probably busy working. Do you think you're going to be able to make it out to it?
I will not. I have a hard time even making it to this event. But I do support the equality issues, and that's really what it boils down to as far as Heidi and what's her face. I think that's what they're really going for, because it's the fact that people are so up in arms over just some brown tissue, and most of brown. I mean, I guess there's some pink mm-hmm. nipples out there, but it's, you know. Why? What's the big deal? I mean, really?
Conan. Don't you have a family?
I do.
I do have a family. This is the first thing that you get asked in these circumstances. Do you have a young child? I do have a young child. And, you know, I mean, it's just not. I don't expect it to be that big of a deal as far as he goes. I remember seeing a few odd occasions when I was a young man. I'd see a topless woman. I thought it was very, very interesting.
You know, the real tragedy of this is that there are still a lot of women who don't feel comfortable doing this. They don't feel comfortable, even though it's legal. They don't feel like they can do it. They've got a job. They've got other people who, you know, they're worried about what those people will think about them. So they're still, at least in this area, and I think a lot of the United States, there's still a very firm social pressure against women going topless. I actually threw out the question to a local group of some activists recently, which was, hey, you know, it'd be cool if there was another event in New Hampshire, maybe one closer to home here, say in the Keene area, that we could bring the Free the Nipple event to the west side of New Hampshire as well. And it was pointed out by one of the male activists in the area, Garrett Ian, that he would not participate unless it was led by a female. And I have to agree, it doesn't make sense for a man to lead a topless equality movement. And unfortunately, not a single one of the ladies in the area stepped up to create this. So even though
I don't think there's a huge demand for this among women.
There's 1,000 people that are saying they're going to go to the Hampton Beach event on Facebook.
How do you know that this isn't the Free the Nipple movement on Facebook? You get 1,000 people that say they're going to go from all over the world. We don't have any idea how many people are going to go. Here's my guess. There won't be a dozen pair of boobs there.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think you might be wrong about that.
I could be wrong.
Are you talking about female?
Yeah, I've seen circumstances where it happens. It's just that, you know, I guess in my life, most of the women I meet have just no interest in this particular freedom. You only have the freedoms you'll exercise, and the reason that women tend not to have the freedom to exercise the ability to take their tops off is because most of them just don't want to.
Agreed. Yeah. That's agree. Yeah.
If they wanted to, they you know, they whatever desire they had was socialized out of them a very long time ago.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that, Mark, because I know that, what, 5 years ago when Topless Tuesdays happened here publicly, we're doing it in the studio between Conan and I, but publicly there was a Topless Tuesdays event. If you search freekeen.com for it, you'll find the old photo of it. And I think there were maybe like four or five males and three or four females that participated in this. They were almost all locals. In fact, I think all the females were all locals. There were like me and a couple other, Rich Paul and another guy who were Free State Project participants on the male side. And that was just basically organized relatively quickly on a whim by Rich Paul downtown Keene. So he managed to get three females on a relatively short notice. I think that I sure hope that over 1,000 people saying they're attending, hundreds will actually show up, and of those hundreds, dozens hopefully will actually participate in it.
We'll see.
I guess we will.
Yeah, I just I gotta say, I don't think that you know, that this is a particularly important issue to most people, and I think that. You know, I mean, if it should be right, like it should be a freedom, and it shouldn't be important. It should just be a freedom. No one, right. People should just say, "All right, that's a pair of nipples. Fine, I can live with it." But they don't, and so therefore, some activists will have to take the heat, as it were, until such time as people stop making a big deal about it. But that's ultimately the only choice we have. I'm not. You don't expect me to go over to 2 hours across the state in order to support or to stand in opposition to this. I don't care that much.
Yeah, I'll support this most definitely. I'll give kind words of encouragement, but no, this is not my fight. You know, because I'm, you know.
Would you go to it if it was local, if there was one in Keene?
I'd go videotape it.
See, I don't go to events, generally. If it was in Keene, I probably wouldn't take my time to do it.
But, I mean, I try to fight that fight here in the area. You know, I make it a daily occurrence. I sell something every day. And I always go and meet my customers as naked as I can
really?
Be.
Really?
You know, barefoot, you know, just shorts. And I keep clean.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I mean, I'm not some hairy, not greasy guy dripping all over them. And I've always been met with, you know, warm welcomes. I mean, it's not, I don't think anyone's left my presence saying, oh my God, this is, you know, I'm never doing business with that guy again.
Yeah, but, you could argue that it's unprofessional to show up at a job where you're topless, but if you're getting away with it, then that's great news.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this before. I mean, the people going to work with piercings and with tattoos, and I think it's a growing and it's becoming more and more acceptable. You know, to see some guy working at Walmart with a Mike Tyson face tattoo. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, he can work out on the floor and maybe even be the cashier and not, you know, be pushed back to the back and hidden in the dungeon.
Yeah, there's a guy who's a FedEx driver who's got tattoos on him. So, and he's usually cranking metal out of his FedEx truck.
Usually they would make those guys cover all the way up to their wrists.
Right.
And, you know, maybe even wear or cover their ears with the little plastic covers or something. It's just, but no, it's not. That's not something we here in New Hampshire in this area have to deal with. And I think that this is going to be growing and becoming more acceptable. But like Mark said, it's not my fight. It's the women's fight, and they. If they feel like their freedoms are being kept from them, then they're the ones that need to step forward and make a big deal about it. I can only support them from a distance. I can't really say this is wrong or right or whatever. I have my own fights, you know, and really it really boils down to money and the fact that they're stealing my money, and I want to keep my money, and that's really my biggest fight here on this planet Earth.
You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE. We'll keep you in the loop as this continues to develop. So you got politicians saying they want to make this illegal now. And that would be there'd be an argument from some people who are critical of this kind of activism is that, well, if you'd have just kept your shirts on, then it wouldn't have been pushed to be made illegal. You know, why don't you just keep your shirts on? And I think that you still need to exercise your rights, even if the consequence of exercising your rights is that there becomes a movement to outlaw your rights.
That was the argument with the Robin Hooders. They're going around keeping down potential revenue, city revenue. And next thing you know, 6 months, a year later, bureaucrats are saying, oh, we've got to raise all the ticket fees. We've got to raise the fines. We've got to raise the hourly rate.
Right. So they could, somebody, if they wanted to, could blame the Robin
Hoods. A lot of people did.
For the city trying to raise those things, which, by the way, they have not been successful in raising those
things. Nope, they haven't. So but how do you like that? I mean,
hold that thought, Conan. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features on our website, so drop on by and enjoy. By the way, we've talked about our AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up, get access to the AMP-only Facebook group, where our Free Talk Live listeners have been comparing the discounts they've been getting on purse.freetalklive.com. One guy, Chris, says he saved 35% recently on a Brita water filter by using purse.freetalklive.com.
Ooh, that's very curious. I'm actually selling those on Amazon at the moment. Maybe that was...
Maybe he bought that from you.
Maybe they were mine.
Yeah, well, but it's what Purse does is it teams you up with somebody who has credit on Amazon. So Amazon's selling things at their regular price. It's just that somebody's willing to use their Amazon credit and take a 35% hit in this case. In most cases, it's something like 20 to 25% if you've got like a day or two to wait. But Purse is amazing. It's really, in my opinion, the big game changer for Bitcoin, because most people say to themselves, what do I need an alternative currency for? Well, I've got an answer for you. Would you use an alternative currency if you could save 20-25% on everything you buy in your life? We just did it today at my house. We're getting some more of those Sonic toothbrush topper things. So it's the toothbrush that goes on top of the little vibrating piece for your Sonic toothbrush. I highly recommend it. My teeth have never been so clean except when I've used the Sonic. So
you still using that mud stuff too?
My Magic Mud. Yep, I used it just the other night, and I was at the dentist today, and they gave me they were very impressed with how clean my mouth is. So
is your dentist your vet or veterinarian as well?
Yeah, I just use them for everything. Mortician also. What are you talking about?
Well, you were talking about the healthcare provider thing just a little while ago, and I was very curious. The insurance providers, does that cover everyone?
So, in the case of Liberty HealthShare, what that does is as I understand it, we aren't fully signed up yet. My wife is signing us up, but there's some kind of basically what amounts to a deductible, and dental isn't on that as far as I understand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's by no means a way out of paying for health care. It is just a way to share costs without all the overhead that insurance companies had. Anyway, purse.freetalklive.com if you want to save 20 to 25% on your purchases from Amazon. So sign up there and, you know, it's taken care of. Once you sign up at purse.freetalklive.com, you just fund your account with Bitcoin. You're ready to go.
You know, I would say any website you go to make purchases, look through their site and see if you can't find some discount for using alternative currency like Bitcoin. I've been to a couple of sites, made purchases, and found those hanging off to the side, 15% off if you make the transaction in Bitcoin. It's like, well, that sounds pretty nice to me. I've got PayPal and I've got everything else, but I've got the Bitcoin as well.
You get the discount. It's worth it.
Yeah.
So, Conan, you wanted to discuss changing the system. You've had some discussions with your girlfriend about what's the right way to go about doing this stuff. We talked briefly in the first hour of the show about the frustrations that people have going to these boring political, like the school board or city council meetings, where it seems like if you even get a chance to speak to these people, that they're not paying attention to what you're saying, that they don't really care what it is you have to say.
And if you talk to anybody within the system, they'll be like, well, if you want to make changes, you've got to go show up. You got to go talk to your lawmakers. You got to go talk to your representatives. And you got to sit through this long, boring process. And it might be another year before we prevent you from ever being able to go topless again at the beach, because, you know, these things take time. Instead of just not paying them the money, you know, just not giving them the money in the first place, and that'll fix the problem real quick. But no, you got to go through this long, lengthy process. And that's the way to do it. That's working through the system. This comes up because every year I like to present interesting warrant articles for the school system here in Keene,
Are you design them, you come up with the wording for them, you take the time to go and get petition signatures to back them.
Right, I've actually got to go out into the public and I've got to say, hey, look, I want to reduce the budget by 1%, or I want to reduce the budget by 5%.
Which is apparently really controversial.
And people are like, wow, that's an amazing idea. I never even thought about it. Can we do that? I'm like, well,
they've never tried before, but you could do it in theory.
I sure hope so. Let's go ahead and let me get your signature on this, and I'm going to take it to them in front of these yahoos next month, and they're all going to vote on it at the thing. The problem with the town hall type meetings where they actually, I'm sorry, what is it? Is SB2 or? Anyways,
I think so, yeah.
They all get together, And the people who go to this meeting actually vote on the amendments, the articles that are going to go on to the ballot. Now, everyone gets to vote at the ballot, you know, and there's 17,000 registered voters here in Keene, but only like 100, and seriously, like 100 people go to these school board events.
Yeah, and like 70 out of the 100 are school board employees, and another 20 are their wives and husbands.
Correct, or the administrators. And so they have
the other 10 are the Free Staters.
Yeah, and what are they voting on? They're voting for increasing union wages, teacher wages, increasing the budget. You know, it's all about money, 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 money. So, yeah, everyone, those 70, they've got something at stake. They've got something to win, and there's a reason why they're there. Most people don't even know about these meetings. It's a Saturday morning. They got things to do. They don't know how to
real life.
They got a real life. They're not going to go sit in one of these
for 6 hours.
1 year was 6.5 friggin' hours, and it's hard. So I mean, here's the big question, Conan: are you wasting your time going around getting signatures and trying to put warrants on these things? Because here's the big argument. Last year, one of the school board members. He's like, well, you guys never come to these meetings. We never hear anything from you except on this particular day every single year. You just come out and you make a big show and you're all about this and that. Why don't you come during the yearly meetings that, you know,
because,
and try to change it through the system like you're supposed to?
Well, that is changing it through the system. Precisely the day you guys go is the day they vote on funding.
Yeah.
Your issue with government school isn't, how are they, you know, how are they distributing pencils or textbooks? Your issue is funding. You're going on the exact same right day. This guy is, you know, he's trying to distract from your point.
Well, according to him, they spent months coming up with this budget.
Of course they did.
And they're only approving it on this day, even though they have another month to actually go through it, and before it actually gets onto the ballot.
They spent months distributing, figuring out how they were going to distribute the pencils and the textbooks. And if it was about pencils and textbooks, that wouldn't even be that big of a deal. What it in fact is about is, you know, teachers that get paid more than their private school counterparts.
And administrators, you get a lot more.
Yeah, and a lot more administrators, too, on the sheer number of them.
Our budget, which is, by the way, went up, I think it's $63 million right now.
Yeah.
The administrative department,
which is
makes,
more than the entirety of
11% of the budget is just the administrators.
$60 million, by the way, is like twice what the city's budget is, right?
So it's like $20,000 per student. Think about that. Just roll that around in your head.
It's crazy.
Think about how much money you make during the year. Now, they're spending almost $20,000 per student per year.
It's crazy.
For what?
In Florida, it was like $7,000 a decade ago.
But I think the average, I think the U.S. average is like $16,000 per student.
Wow.
It's somewhere in that neighborhood. But yeah, it is definitely more in some areas.
And it's going to keep going up because they're constantly diagnosing kids with learning disabilities and putting them on some new drug and having them, you know, some kind of specialty, learning for them. It's not that we're talking about educating the children here. We're talking about funding the worst school and usually a given district.
All right, stand by. We'll come back with more. 855, 450-FREE. Plus, looks like there's a Boston police commissioner hoping to criminalize the recording of the police.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. Free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's not uncommon, as Conan has pointed out here, for people within the political system, politicians, to talk to the liberty community and shame us for not coming and participating often enough in their little political meetings and such, their city council meetings, their school board meetings, and
it's a part-time job going to all these things.
It's a large amount of responsibility. If you want
which
to just,
which is why most of the members of these boards are in fact retirees,
right,
who have nothing better to do except meddle.
And so
they have a vote. Like, so if you were a member of the school board, Conan, do you think you'd go to the school board meetings on a regular basis?
I would, and I would vote no on everything.
Right. I mean, well, but you'd have a reason to go. You'd be one of what, 7 people or 5 people, whatever the size of the school board is in your given area. You'd be one of those people. You'd have a vote. But you know as well as I do, when you go, you're just supplicating. And they have a choice as to whether or not they listen to you. If you've gone to one of these and you have the same experience as I do, then you don't get listened to. The reason I don't go to these events is that it feels like a waste of my time. I would go if I felt like I was being listened to and anyone cared. My message is going to be the same. It's consistent over and over again. You people claim a monopoly privilege on whatever it is that you're doing here. I don't agree with your monopoly. Please stop. And they're like, well, I can't. It's a system, and I'm stuck, and we got to. What about the children and all the other excuses? I can listen to those excuses 100 times, or I can listen to them once. They don't change.
Which, by the way, all right, so that's the big argument. How do you, I mean, if you have nothing to do with the system, which I don't, Mark, you homeschool your kids, you don't have anything to do with it. Ian, you don't have the kids.
Nope.
So none of us have anything to do with this school system, and yet we're forced to pay into it. And if we have any disagreements with how the system is working, we have to go and waste our times at these meetings and try to convince them that we feel otherwise, that, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't be spending so much, or hey, I have another argument. Since I don't have anything to do with the system that you're using my money to support, why should I have to go anyways?
So, I mean, I was not even able to convince these people to allow fairness in their system. I was not even able. I did actually go through the process of, and it's been so many years, I don't even remember exactly how I started it, but I must have sent some sort of letter to all of the school board members or something like that, because it did actually get discussed officially. They did come back with
no, thank you.
Response. Which was, no, we're not going to allow you to have counter-recruiting people, military, former military, to come into the school.
You also quoted case law, and they basically said, screw you and your case law. We do what we want
around here. I cited a case law from a different circuit.
It was a different circuit, right. So
they said, well, that's not our circuit.
Right. And this is the United States of America, and we've got 9 different circuits of court rulings here. And just because one court ruling circuit decided something was fair doesn't mean that it would be fair in this circuit. You know, New England's different than New York.
And think about the children, Ian.
So I always wanted to kind of bring this one back around, but not bad enough to actually spend much time and effort doing it. Because I think
what it'd be is a waste of time and effort.
Well, but you can also make it more, I think, entertaining to watch. Because, you know, if you just go to these meetings and there's no video of what you say to these people, then, yeah, you really are spinning your wheels.
The good news is they actually record this event. Now, I know where you're going. You make the event, make the activism fun. But here's the problem. If you ever watch any of the school board meetings, Ian gets up there, and what are some of the things you've suggested, like someone needs to quit their job, or can we give...
Oh, I don't know. Somebody made a long demo reel of all the stuff that said.
They're hilarious, but at the same time, these are exactly the things that they use as ammunition against us liberty people.
Sure. Well, they'll use anything they can against us. I'm playing to the audience when I'm letting them have it, right?
Well as I am.
Yeah.
Even though I'm wanting to kick trash can barrels over and throw all their flyers over the place, how many people came and approached you last year and said, hey, look, now I may not agree with, you know, what your warrants were trying to accomplish, but yet you just got railroaded and I saw it all and I feel bad for you. I mean, I know that's not, well, thanks, man. Thanks a lot. Why don't you stand up and say something, you know, while you watch me get railroaded, which is, by the way...
Is this someone who was actually at the meeting who said this to you?
At least 6 people at the last meeting approached me afterwards in the privacy of being away from, you know, the
their
flock.
Friends, yeah.
And they said, hey, look, man, that was wrong. And that's exactly what happened, by the way, last year, is every single one of my warrants... was amended by the local busybody attorney who basically specializes in this every year. He looks forward to this. His nose is so far in it.
He comes specifically to these meetings so he can mess with your warrant articles.
And every amendment, by the way, was illegal.
That he made?
Well, they certainly were. Now, when we tried to take it to a higher court. And get the same opinion from the courts. They say, well, no, he kind of was in his right, but no, bull. What he was doing was illegal. You cannot change the wording. You can't change the intent.
Apparently, he did.
Well, he did. And not only did the courts agree with him, now there's court precedent saying that it's all right to do what he did.
That's really the problem, though, is that when you look at, like, the plain reading of the law says that he couldn't change these amendments to mean exactly the opposite of what they mean. But that's what he did. And then the court says, no, that's fine. Because the court interprets what's legal and illegal. These people, the guy sitting up there, the judge, he's a failed attorney. Now, attorneys are generally considered liars. As a matter of fact, where I'm from down in the South, that's what we call them. We call them paid liars. And, you know, the judge is just an attorney that couldn't make enough money being an attorney, so he goes and then acts as a judge. I mean, that's all.
So I would agree with that.
the way I'd approach it is, you know, if you're not getting it on video, then it really is a waste of time. If you're just going in there and they're ignoring you, then why even bother with that? But if you can get it on video, then at the very least you can show other people the injustice. You can, you know, you can show them that the system doesn't work, that despite all their exhortations to come and participate in the system, that's never benefited us in any way, shape, or form, in any calculable way. And I'm talking locally. I think there are some benefits to going to Concord and testifying there. I've done that a number of times. But, you know, on the local level, these guys just, they're not interested, at least in Keene. Now, there are other places where there are more liberty-friendly people who are in town selectman roles and places like that. You might actually get listened to in a place like that. But Keene is like a kind of a status stronghold in New Hampshire. And
it really is.
It can be frustrating. So the way I would approach the, if we're going to reapproach the issue of the counter-recruiting, I'd want to bring somebody like you in, Conan, or somebody with a former military person, dress in fatigues or whatever, dress in some sort of military uniform.
Well, I got my fatigues, with the arms cut off with big peace signs plastered all over them.
Well, whatever, you know, to go in there and sort of have a costume on that shows that you are a former military person, because that would get you more respect. I mean, even though it shouldn't, it'll get you more respect from the people that are watching, like, oh, well, Ian Freeman's in there, he wants to bring counter-recruiters in, he's never been in the military, why does his opinion matter? But if it's an actual person who is in the military,
which, by the way, there's a bunch of us. Considering, you know, how many of us are in Keene, there's a nice big handful of previous militaries, previous veterans, you know, and all honorably discharged. So it's not like we're a bunch of riffraff.
Let's talk to John. He's in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, John?
Hi, good evening.
Yes,
I want to start off, I do enjoy your show.
Welcome.
I had a question for you. I'm not sure which host it was last week or maybe a few nights ago mentioned to a caller that you feel it's wrong for someone with a large quantity of drugs to be locked up. You said it was a victimless crime.
I think that's Ian, and he's talking to a former police officer.
Yeah, it's clearly a victimless crime.
Well, I mean, my question is, I mean, I'm all for less regulation. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But what about the economic impact?
What do you mean?
You take someone who deals drugs.
Yeah.
That person that buys them can't handle them. They make the choice to use them. But let's say...
Stand by, John. I want to talk more about it with you. I'll give you a chance to explain yourself. So hold on. We'll come back to you.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Katie Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now. More Free Talk Live, where you may bring up anything you want. Still to come here tonight, Boston Police Commissioner, Boston being the same place from the Glick decision. The Glick decision is a major, I think it was Circuit Court of Appeals decision that basically said, yeah, you've got the right to record the police when they're doing their jobs in public. Well, now Boston Police Commissioner wants to make it illegal to record the police in public. Apparently he hasn't been paying attention to what the courts have been doing recently. We'll tell you what he has to say for himself here in a little bit. Our toll-free number that allows you to bring up anything is 855-453. And don't forget to check out more of Conan over at Black Sheep Rising, which is his television show and podcast. There's an audio version as well for those of you who just don't have time to sit down and watch a couple-hour-long TV show. You can listen to it on your way to work, too.
That's right. Most of us do not have that opportunity. 2 hours is a long time, but lots of us are driving to work or, you know, working the long hours by ourselves if you're, you know, doing whatever. It's a variety, late-night variety libertarian program.
It's only once a month, so it's not hard to consume that.
Oh, yeah. We talk about everything. And if you want to follow us, blacksheeprising.org is the website. You also have the Facebook page, facebook.com/blacksheeprising.org. Go ahead and go there and subscribe. And if you want to see more of something, let us know. Because I'm always happy to follow articles that appeal to the folks.
You comment on stuff that's nationwide, international, but also you look at local issues too here in the Keene area and focus on some of the activists.
That's right. If a lot of local stuff is going on, we will pretty much cover that
in depth.
Yeah, in depth, and we'll go ahead and we'll break things down, and maybe even things that couldn't be said on this show get said on Black Sheep Rising because we are a late night program.
That's right.
And
the rules of
we will
see do not apply.
That's right. And when I get angry, I will yell at the monitors and sometimes people find that amusing.
Check it out.
Some of the people don't.
Blacksheeprising.org. Let's go back to John. He was concerned about the discussion we'd had previously about drug dealing. I had said on the air that it is a victimless crime, and you barely had begun to explain your thoughts on it, John, before we had to hit that break there. So can you go ahead with what you were going to say?
Sure. My only question is, people, we don't know what's good for us most of the time. We do things that we know is bad for us. So when someone takes drug use to such an extreme that they can no longer work, you know, it affects them, their health. What about the economic impact on the taxpayers as far as medical care, welfare, going on disability perhaps, or just having to go to the hospital and not being able to pay for it?
I think you just identified the problem. The problem is health care and welfare and all of that. If we didn't have those programs installed, then if someone was to go out and destroy themselves, there wouldn't be a safety net set up for them.
Well, there might be, but it could have been done voluntarily. It could be done by people who want to centrally give to some sort of a fund.
They're probably not going to give the best medical care to people who choose to harm their bodies with addictive drugs. But, I mean, the real important thing to point out here is when you arrest somebody for a kilo of cocaine, as we were talking about on, I think it was Saturday night, you are giving them free health care. You yes. move them out of the Obamacare situation where they're supposed to pay for insurance or be on like Liberty Health Share or something like that into a government-funded health care system where not only give them health care but housing and everything else. So, I mean, that's the solution. The solution to the problem apparently today is socialism.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I'm all for deregulation. You know, you make your choices, you live with them, but you don't rely on the backs of the working people.
Sure. Well, right.
I feel like that's in a sense theft. You know,
I would agree.
It is absolutely theft when the government steals money from you to force you to pay for people who you may not agree with, that force you to pay for their decisions that may have been poor decisions. You shouldn't have to pay for those things. But ultimately, that's not the drug dealer's fault. That's the government's fault. The drug dealer is just selling people the product that they want to buy. And there's a lot of products you can buy in the legal marketplace that you can abuse, too.
Sugar.
And, sure.
Yeah, that doesn't mean sugar, whatever. I mean, that doesn't mean that Jim Beam should be outlawed again simply because some people can't control themselves.
Let's say I know someone had mentioned open borders in the past, you know, let people come in. You know, I'm okay with that as well, as long as they don't come here and immediately go on general assistance.
They haven't
actually paid their way in my opinion.
I think most often the first generations do not abuse that system. It's the second and third generations that really become part of the when they become part of the system, once they've gone through the government schools, then they get on the on that bandwagon and take advantage of those programs.
Plus, there's a lot of evidence that I saw. I wish I had saved the headline, but I don't. I didn't. I had some numbers that showed that immigrants are, you know, they're coming in and they're actually paying into taxes, but because they're not part of the system, they actually aren't collecting the benefits from paying into the taxes. So they're paying millions of dollars in to the tax system, but they have no mechanism to actually collect it. So I think the idea that there's a bunch of people coming in here and mooching off the system, I think there's truth to some of that, but I don't think it's as true as some people believe. I mean, all the immigrants I've ever known are hardworking people who are here to make a better life for themselves. You know, maybe it's the circles I run in or whatever, but I've never met those.
That's right wing conservative talking points right there. That's what they're going to fight to the death. Most first generation immigrants I've ever met were even harder working than a lot of people that I know.
They're more entrepreneurial.
Oh, you better believe it.
If you
go to the Home Depot, you're going to hire some Mexicans to come help you work that day because you can't find that job for us out in Craigslist because they don't exist.
Mm. Even if shiftless, lazy Mexicans and Central Americans come here for the benefits, the complaint that they do that is a specious complaint because you don't put out a bowl of cat food every morning and then complain that stray cats come to your door.
Right, so welfare
the person
is a
who's
problem.
Doing that is an idiot.
That's the welfare problem, not an immigrant problem. We have the welfare problem?
Yeah, we have two cities, Portland and Lewiston, who have practically set out that cat bowl and said, come to us.
Yeah, your problem is with the politicians then.
It is, and it's killing their general assistance fund. You know, I'm all for people who need it if they've paid in the past. But to have people come from out of the state or the country just for the benefits, I feel is wrong.
John, thanks for your sharing your thoughts tonight. Well, I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'd say do away with it altogether, and any kind of safety net that is provided should be privatized, and let the people who run those organizations deal with handing out the money.
They're
much, much better at it. So when some guy, some Yahoo, who is always falling off the wagon and he's constantly breaking the rules and he's never recovering, guess what organization is going to know? Hey, that guy, he is such a lost cause. We're not even giving him money anymore. And they'll be so much better at handing out the money and making a difference. But the current system, no. I mean, there's no incentive to fix these people if they do in fact have problems.
The bureaucrats just want to hand out more money because it means a bigger budget for their department.
That's right, and they're going to be lobbying for that extra money every single year because they can't get enough because there is no incentive to actually fix the problem at the core.
Let's go to Todd. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening.
Welcome. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I actually was a caller to Free Talk Live in its infancy when you guys were in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably 10 years ago.
Wow. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll just jump right into this conversation. I'm listening to, was it Paul? Prior caller. The fact is we've been denied the able-bodied poor in this country an empty belly and no roof over their head. And if you've ever been homeless or ever had to struggle, you know, there's something to be said for not for having to do what you have to do to put food on the table and to put a roof over your head. And, you know, if people spent the money that they're spending on political campaigns on charity, on whatever charity they choose, and we got away with this idea that you're entitled to we're immorally denying you the experience of what happens when you won't work or when you make alcohol a priority over work. And you end up at someone else's mercy.
I wouldn't say that people are denied that experience. I mean, there are no shortage of bums in the streets who are, you know, clearly on hard times. And but I get what you're saying. You're saying systems exist.
Yeah, that's an obvious one. But there's a whole lot other ones of bums that are collecting a crazy check from the Social Security Administration.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. And getting diabetes treatment because they're alcoholics, and we allow that with an overgenerous welfare system.
Todd, stand by. I'll bring you back here into hour number three, where we got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts. Plus, one police commissioner saying he wants to make it illegal to record the police in public. And photographyisnotacrime.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.